I think real Joel was speaking when fake Joel was singing Controlla by Drake.
I did do that.
Okay, good. Good. All right. What's going on? We're confessing our sins?
We're going to confess our
sins. Yeah, so I heard that you guys peed on Jumbo. I'm going to need you to start with confessing about that.
All right, when was this? DJ Esteban?
It was right before the last Weezer cruise.
Somewhere in the middle of the seven drunken nights that did actually happen.
Oh, following
DJ Esteban and the DJ who hasn't introduced himself yet, who I heard there by his laugh.
DJ Mugen.
There's no DJ photo Mugen, evidence of that.
DJ Mugen.
Yo, give Mugen and, some mic.
DJ Esteban's girlfriend appreciate your laugh.
Huh?
So I don't.
Is this individual telling me that they desecrated the site of the TLC protest?
The Jumbo.
not a solid fact.
Oh,
you know
that he also lit a car on fire.
Just to get that out there.
That I respect people in cockroach costumes, no matter what their background.
Wow,
I'm proud to call myself a cast Jimbo.
Sorry.
Have there been any confessions on that story?
Yes. Yeah, let's let DJ Jerzak take care of this.
Actually, there was. So, DJ Leone Baloney and I went to a Somerville community meeting, and they found an actual device that was meant to look like a bomb. It was not a functional device. But,
Manchester United. We got Old Trafford.
What's that?
I heard that happened to Old Trafford. Is that where you were?
I'm talking about Tufts.
Like not Manchester United.
Oh, all right. Continue. We need confessions on you putting the bomb there.
Well, I wrote the friendly note, but
I wrote the really mean note like 2 weeks earlier that was bombastic as all hell.
And I would like to confess that Douglas Avery placed that bomb like object.
Douglas Avery is a party host and a good man, and it's not okay for you to say that he planted that note. That
I thought we were in a confidential space here. I'm just confessing that he placed...
You're talking about
the public airwaves are the most confidential space.
Hashtag safe space.
Are you saying that you are done with Avery? Because otherwise you can't confess on his behalf.
No, I can. I just did.
That's fair, I guess.
Adam.
Boom. Continue, DJ Avery.
He just won that one. All those gotcha questions he's got.
All right.
And those gotcha answers right back.
I heard that someone's walking into the studio to make a confession. Is that true?
Yeah, it was me. I'm currently walking in.
Oh, you're walking in. Oh.
Yeah.
Oh. So what are you confessing?
Okay. So I, as listeners of the show know, I'm a Catholic. All right.
Well, that's a big confession right there.
And us Catholic, but like, raise your hand in the studio if you're a Catholic boy.
Raising hand.
There's
Mr.
two.
Joel Wasserman right here is not raising his hand because I'm actually Jewish.
That's true. Good knowledge there, fake Joel.
Yeah, self knowledge. You know, it's important for enlightenment.
All right. Well. So. I spilled the Lord's seed.
Was it at least on a woman? All right, that's going to be six prayers to Allah.
Okay. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name.
Allah be his name.
Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us
on
this
earth
day,
as it is in Medford.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Amen.
No.
Deliver us not from temptation.
I've never once forgiven someone
and deliver us from evil.
Against me. I don't know.
What's next?
And deliver us from evil.
Oh, then it's amen.
Talk beer.
deliver us to Helen's.
No, it's deliver us from evil. Talk beer.
When he's saying talk beer, he's telling me to talk about beer.
Yeah.
So
we
went to Joshua Tree tonight.
Oh God.
Mine's an IPA, an Isis Pale Ale.
Yo, there's nothing ISIS about it. It's just a PA.
Nothing hits the back of the throat harder than an ISIS pale ale.
Yeah. Or the front, or the entirety of the throat.
Just your entire throat.
Excuse me?
Or our fresh content.
Oh, yes.
And here's the funniest thing about Joshua Tree.
Let's hear it.
Is that they wrote a whole album about that restaurant. It's
true.
Insane.
That is true.
And which sucks more, the restaurant or the album?
Oh, for sure the album.
Yeah. Mm.
For
I don't know, those nachos were rough, dude. Bad.
That's the eighth track on the album. Those nachos were rough.
Track one is I spilled raspberry beer on my penis.
Yes.
Yeah,
can you play that song for me?
Yeah, it's playing right now. It's got a long intro.
Track two is why did I get raspberry beer?
Track three was I just got fucking kicked out of this place. What the fuck?
Track four was it was probably racism.
Yes.
Nothing else was open featuring Rowan Krishnan.
Track five is that girl that works at Fletcher also works here.
Ooh.
Track six.
Interlude.
Feel old yet?
Track six is they ran out of little wooden things for the
pallets.
For little pallets for the beer samplers before Parker could order one.
Track seven, where the streets have no name.
Ooh, good one.
And track eight.
You already said what track eight was, which is the nachos fucking suck.
These nachos fucking suck.
And it closes on track nine.
I spilled nacho cheese on my penis. Reprise.
Who's that? What's his name? DJ Munch or something?
Munich. DJ Munich.
Yeah, so DJ Munich.
Dude. Girlfriend's phone is going to die, so I got to go.
Okay.
It's nice to talk to you, and it's glad that you got DJ Joel on your last Strictly 80s
yeah.
Joel
podcast.
Joel, it was a pleasure.
Joel, we really appreciated it. Thank you very much.
Can you guys call me DJ Joel for the rest of the podcast?
DJ Joel, dude, this podcast is never going to end.
Because it's not a podcast.
Yeah, it's
also a radio show.
Never going to begin.
Joel.
It's not a number. It's a free man.
Feel old yet?
I feel like I should be complaining about being appropriated.
Whoa, Joel. Here's what I have to say to that.
I wanna see.
we have a new call. We have two callers on the line. The first one was already here, so he's going to wait till the new caller says what he wants to say about Joshua Tree. Welcome on to Strictly 80s, Joel, caller. How can I help you?
Hey, I was just saying that I thought Joshua Tree was actually like a tree in the desert that storytellers and songwriters would go to get inspiration and stuff like that. And when Graham Parker died, somebody stole his body and brought it out there.
Yeah, I forget
what happened to the body after that, but it's on like Wikipedia. I'm driving right now. Check it out.
Oh, I think
that was Burning Man.
I think that's correct. The album artwork for U2's Joshua Tree is all near that tree in the desert. And I think it got vandalized at some point, but I think it's...
Oh, sure.
I think it's alive and kicking.
There are 107 paintings of his body in the restaurant.
Yes. Oh, yeah. So we were speaking about this restaurant in Davis Square called Joshua Tree. I don't know if that's named after the tree, the U2 album.
Or other way around.
Or the other way around.
I don't know what that...
All of it.
It would mean that the tree is named after the restaurant.
Oh, that's also potentially true. Caller, maybe...
The tree was there first, I would say.
Yeah, that's probably true. Are you a longtime listener of this show?
Me?
Yep.
No, I just caught on.
Oh, excellent. Okay, well, welcome on. You caught us on our last show after a 4-year run, so welcome.
Okay. Well, keep up the good work.
Thanks. Enjoy your drive.
Okay, bye.
All right, see ya.
We have fun here.
All right.
I feel like I feel like we really creeped him out right there. All right, see ya.
Well, he's probably still listening, so...
I know.
So, we'll continue to creep him out,
man. We still love you.
Oh, yes, of course.
Oh, we got another caller. All right, he's going to call, just say, yes. Yes, you were creeping me out. Caller, you're on the air, potentially back on the air, depending on who you are.
Hey, Joe, it's me, Lucas.
Hey, Lucas, from school?
From school.
What kind of school?
From doctor school.
Dorian?
Doctor school?
Medical Haddonfield?
From Dorian Doctor Medical Doctor.
Medical Pastilli.
Dorian Doctor Medical
what
Doctor.
What a Pastilli
Dorian.
Medical.
It's
medical.
Me, Lucas Dorian from Pastilli School.
Haddonfield?
From Haddonfield Medical.
Wait. Haddonfield School.
Wait, Dr. Dorian?
Dorian?
Dorian.
Medical school.
Medical.
Pastilli. Pastilli.
Pastilli doctor.
Pastilli school doctor Dorian medical.
Dr. Medical Dorian.
All right.
Medical.
All right. Medical.
Enough Haddonfield.
Medical Pastilli. Medical Pastilli school. Top 5 things Dorian Pastilli doctor Haddonfield. Medical.
One of them has to be the X-Files.
One of them has to be the X-Files.
No, actually, though, no. I prepared a little something.
You can just say no.
He prepared a little something.
I prepared a little something to say. I don't know. I just wanted to preface this with, like...
Preface.
You know,
preface it.
Joe, can I just say something? Can I just, like, hijack your airtime for a second?
This is freeform radio.
Yeah, hijack away. Do you need backing music? Are you trying to make a little PSA here?
That was good hijacking
music. Not a PSA, this is, like, I need, like... touching emotional background music.
Yeah, that's...
Like,
I got you. No, I got it.
Crashing this show with no survivors.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, this is not touching.
If you want to go for music, go for it.
Yeah, you got it.
That would be great.
You're on. Do you want us to cut our mics out, just let you talk for a sec?
No, I mean, if you want. It's whatever you want.
Yeah, sure. Here.
Okay. Okay, great. So, wow. Okay, wow. So, Joe, and,
Joel.
You know, I don't know if Dorian's there, Joel, but I don't know. I wanted to say that I have been a friend of the show for 4 years. I've followed it through thick and thin, me and you, we went to high school together, and I'm always so floored by like how well we've kept in touch, and I feel like this radio show has kind of been, in a lot of ways, it's been like this very central anchoring point in kind of the friendship of our high school group, and it's really just kind of been this thing where even when I'm depressed or even when I'm feeling lonely, I've always managed to tune in to Strictly 80s or Strictly 90s and just hear a friendly voice and hear some inside jokes, which I'm sure other people who listen to don't get, but it's always just so uplifting for me. And that's been huge. And I've really loved this show, and I really loved what it's put out there. And it's meant really a lot to me, just, I guess, in the context of my life in the past 4 years. So I'm going to miss it. It's been great. And just as like some final words for you and for the listeners, I guess, when it comes to Strictly 80s Joel, I just want to say 15 hedgehogs with things that look like hedgehogs. Number one is, if there even a hedgehog in this picture? You see, there's a hedgehog in a picture, and there's a bunch of cactuses. And
all right. Well, thank you, Lucas. We have a new caller on the line.
Yeah, I want to give a counterpoint. Fuck this show. Fuck Joe Leone. Fuck Rowan. Sam Berzog's my friend now, and he's coming to my birthday, but your show is bullshit.
Who's this?
And I hate it.
New caller on the line.
All I want for your birthday is a big booty hoe.
Hello, caller.
Yo. Yeah, just wanted to, echo the other guy calling. Your show's bullshit, and, it's me again. I'm sorry, I should have thought this gag through a little bit more.
All right. Well, thank you. I it's good to have your opinion. We're getting calls blazing through, so we're cutting everybody off in 2 seconds now.
Give us
right.
a review.
Getting in, getting out. But Joel,
this is you know, Joel.
Yeah, Joel. It's been amazing.
It's been
right?
a pleasure, Joel.
Joel, you got a good hour of this show, and the next hour is going to be dedicated to you because we're now in strictly '90s Grohl territory. So we don't have any interest in Joel's anymore.
Oh, I'm not '90s Grohl. Even shittier than the '80s.
All right. So goodbye, Joel. Thank you so much.
All right.
Hey, you guys have fun. Yo, you
have
fun. I'll see you in D.C. in a couple months. 1 month.
All right.
See ya. All right. Counterpoint, what were you saying?
Yeah. This show is garbage, and it's full of toilet people, and Lucas Rana can suck eggs till the cows come home, as far as I'm concerned.
Now, when you say suck eggs, what are you talking about? We have a new caller on the line.
All right.
Hey, DJ Joe. This is the real Joel. I'm the one you talked to for a couple minutes. And I don't want to take up any more of your time, but I just want to request that you guys end the show with a real Billy Joel song, either River of Dreams or a real Dave Grohl song, Learn to Fly. Can you guys do that for me?
We won't end with them, but we can play them.
We'll play them.
Also, for the last time, River of Dreams is his only 90s album. And we have made it explicitly clear that we only play strictly 80s Joel. Fuck!
I think it's important that you guys have irony on this show, because that is the center point of Hoove's life.
Good night.
On the show right now.
Good night, Joel.
Bye, Joel. No more Joels. Sorry, counterpoint. You were saying?
Yeah. 90s Billy Joel is the least shitty of all the Joels. Your show should only play 90s Joel. I don't know why no one showed up for our birthday yet, but I'm excited.
Nobody came to your birthday?
You know, caller, I have...
Counterpoint, we've got a new caller on the line. What's up, caller?
Hey, Joe, I just wanted to say I'm really sorry for trying to read a BuzzFeed list in the middle of my touching final statement on your show.
Hey, we get to decide if it's touching or not.
We were touching ourselves to the baby pictures of Joel up on the ceiling.
All the Joels in here.
Yeah, I mean, I was touching too. I mean, do you guys have any interest in hearing about some more things that look like hedgehogs?
I can do one.
All? I mean, I can describe. Okay. So I just want to say pictures number 2, pictures number 8, pictures number 10. And 11. They're all just koosh balls. These authors apparently think hedgehogs just look like koosh balls. Do you remember koosh balls?
No, is that a Jewish thing?
No, it could be a Jewish thing. I don't know. Maybe it was invented by a Jew. No, it's just like there's like little spiky like rubber band balls with the rubber bands all sticking out. Koosh ball. Yeah. Not to be confused with a cooch ball.
No, you're a real douche ball.
Yeah, or a douche bag.
Yeah, or a douche ball, yeah. Hey, I can keep reading this list.
No, that's good.
We know you can, yeah, but you may not.
It's the list we deserve, but not the one we need right now.
You better be a little bit respectful to me, all right? Because, you know, there's lots of things that look like hedgehogs but aren't hedgehogs that I could just list them off.
Well, you can't. You're done.
Oh, okay.
Do you have any requests? Do you have any? How's it going?
Yeah, how's it going?
All right, DJ Munich, what do you have to say about this?
It's going fine. I'm tired.
And there you have
it. You heard it here first. It's going fine.
OC,
I'm tired.
Original content.
Now, we forgot to do one of these in the first hour, but I think even though we've had a tough road with WMFO, we've broken a lot of rules.
Are we going to do one of piss us?
They've broken a lot of hearts.
We've broken a lot of rules. Thrown out a lot
wicked
of stools.
Pizza.
Do a wicked pissa.
Swam in a lot of pools.
So I think we got to do a wicked pissa. All right. And I think we got to do a classic wicked pissa.
Grilling season.
DJ Esteban's going to find, and then hopefully a special guest can find their way into the studio to do it.
I mean, he should know where it is at this point, you know.
Right. I don't understand what's going on, but.
Oh, nobody does.
It's great.
Sorry?
Great.
Okay. Great. Well, you can call back in later, but we're going to take you off so we can do a quick PSA, all right?
Sounds good.
All right. Thanks for calling. You know, think about more things hedgehogs might look like and keep it to your goddamn self.
Picture number 7 is a picture of a hedgehog with a hair.
Take that, sincere fan. All right. What do we got here? Do you have anything about porches or rats?
I have ladders if you want.
All right, well, we've got another caller while we're waiting. So let's see what the heck is happening. This is the most callers we've ever gotten.
Yes.
Oh, so all many. Right.
Sure. Caller, you are live on Strictly 80s Joel. How can I help you? How can DJ Munich help you? How can DJ Doja
help
you?
Help you.
How can DJ Joseph Leone help you? How can DJ Jerzak help you? How can DJ Esteban help you?
Can't help you.
More importantly, how can your country help you?
Can I talk to DJ Leone?
Yeah, DJ Leone. All three of us are here. What's up?
Dude, is this Joe? Yes?
Yeah.
Dude, you suck so much.
You know what, Jeff? You're a piece of shit, all right?
You can't say it on the radio, Joe.
Hey, motherfucker, it's my last show. I can say whatever I want.
Also, Rowan, what's up, man? I'm sorry to leave you at this point. Like, I want to say hi to you first. I want to go back. To the
No. Fuck you, Joe. Has precedence over everything else.
Has precedence over everything else.
It has precedence, yes.
Like at least 2 William Howard Tafts and a Roosevelt.
Yo, Jeff, I'm going to turn you all the way up. Swear as loud as you want, and then I got a new caller.
Honestly, Joe, fuck you. Rowan, should we bring up the Chinese phone book or no?
No.
Okay. Jeff, we've got a new caller who's calling in to try to talk with you.
No. Don't change me yet.
No, Jeff, you're on. We can do two callers at once. Other caller, what do you have to say to Jeff?
Hey, it's Tufts Royalty Cock.
The heart and soul of Weezer Cruz.
Yes, I heard you guys toasted me.
We did.
Jeff, you're talking to a real cock right now. A real live
medical pastilla.
A thick white cock.
Now, Jeff and cock.
Rowan, is Sam there?
No, not yet. He's coming.
Well, Sam.
There is
here.
A Sam.
Yes.
Yo.
It's not
the Sam.
Well, this is the Sam, but you haven't met this Sam.
You're missing a swerve.
Yes.
Sounds right. It sounds like the Sam that I met before definitely was not the Sam.
Yeah.
All right, can be
Cock and Jeff. Serious. You guys have been waiting years to meet each other in this boxing match of the century.
We call life.
I'm sure you each have a very important question for each other that you want to ask, and you've been writing and waiting and trying to ask. So, Jeff, could you ask Cock a question, and then Cock, can you ask Jeff a question, please? And say where you're calling from.
I'm happy to.
Sorry, it's Toronto.
Sorry, hold on. I need to find a private space.
All right, Jeff, get a cock. Let's let you talk to us for a second, cock, while Jeff finds his private space.
Cock, have you been, cock?
Private space.
Cock, how's the six?
We're stuck with ladders.
All right,
it's new. If there was one thing I could say about the six, it's that it's new, and you find a lot of people here.
Is cock ready?
There's also one about home fires.
You're very echoey right now, Jeff.
You sound like the Wizard of Oz.
It sounds like you're in a deep cave.
Can I give a shout out?
Yes.
Yes. Everything you say is a shout out.
I'd like to give a shout out to Cat Gilbert's neck.
Rowan gets
there
it.
There we go.
Rowan gets it.
There you have it.
Okay.
All right.
Is that on the radio?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's all good now.
Yeah, just no ethnic slurs.
Is Rowan okay with that?
I'm okay with it.
Do you want to forward that shout out to someone?
No, you're good. Jeff, ask Cock your question. Stop beating around the pussy bush.
I didn't come here to Cock. Pussy bush around.
Let's hear about the origin of the name Cock. Like, is this physical experience, or what are we working with?
All right, Cock, what are we working with?
You know, we're working with a lot of, there's just a lot of downtime this day and age. You know, there's a lot of solipsism. Relativism.
Dude, solipsism.
Shut up, dude.
Just all sorts of isms.
Shut up.
And, you know, it's really easy these days to fall into a moralistic therapeutic deism, but...
Is this Cock speaking right now?
Yes.
This is Cock speaking right now.
All right, say it all again. I didn't hear that shit.
I'd like to ask you a question, sir.
Okay, fine. What?
Sir?
Yeah, say it.
Have you ever... even considered the fact that Mariana's Trench has been, 3-4% explored? Do you even know what could be... people talk about Loch Ness, like it's some sort of thing, like, oh, we don't know what could be down there. Maybe it's a Leopleurodon breeding ground. Can you imagine Mariana's Trench?
I fucking love science, is all I'm going to say.
Dude, you love science?
I fucking love science.
Fucking love science.
We're going to be friends.
Rowan got his inspiration from a teacher named Miss Evanson, if you're out there.
Yes,
right now.
Miss Evanson.
7th grade science.
Fucking love science.
And fucking endangered species.
Fucking endangered species.
And forensics. Wow.
You do what to the endangered species?
Fuck the endangered species. Fuck them until they're extinct.
So which endangered species is the best lay, may I ask?
No, you cannot ask.
You may not ask.
Well, then it's good that I asked if I could ask.
Yes.
What's that one that just went extinct? The one that's still warm? The wet rhino or something?
The one that's still warm. The body is...
Yeah. Or at least, I mean, you could heat it up in some way.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, just throw it in the microwave. Food is new.
The Joshua Tree body.
Throw a nice old black rhino in a microwave. Tastes delicious.
You can't microwave a rhino corpse. Not the whole thing.
Depends on how big your microwave is.
Okay. Try to fit a rhino in there.
It's very confusing.
Right.
It
sounds
right
like someone's getting cock blocked. Has Cock asked his question yet?
Yes.
Okay, what did he ask?
He asked about Mariana's Trench.
Okay. Did Jeff have a good answer? So Cock and Jeff, thank you for calling in. We've got two new DJs in the studio, so we're going to have to hand it over to them. You can join us again soon, all right?
I love you guys.
This
is Joe again. Joe, always on the town.
Yo, it's been great talking to you, but still, once again, fuck you.
Yeah, Jeff, you're a giant piece of shit, and you can go fuck right off, okay?
Yeah, man. Enjoy your last radio show, because you're a fuck.
I will, and Cock, you're the heart and soul Weezer Cruise, dude.
Who are these disrespectful little pieces of shit? If you don't pardon my French, please, Joseph.
We got rid of them, sir.
Well, I'll be. That is the most disrespected I've ever felt in my 17 years on broadcast radio.
Parents never understand. Nirvana's a really awesome band.
Don't listen to him. That's my son. It's Bring Your Son to Work Day, as I've always hated that holiday, as I also hate my son. Shush, I'm kidding.
Could you introduce yourself real quick?
These two people just ran into the studio. Yeah,
you don't recognize by my voice?
They're out of breath. No, I'm sorry. I got a voice made for radio.
Well,
before you begin, I just say a little something, please?
No, please, get what you need to off your chest.
Houston 1. Let me tell you, like, airwaves. Let me tell you something about Houston 1. Yes. Heston One was the foundation and the building block of the four best years of my whole entire life.
Okay. Yes, they were.
Yes, it was.
So if you don't agree with that, then fuck you. Okay, that's all I have to say.
Yeah! Yo, any haters you also want to say fuck you to? Like Jeff?
I really don't even remotely appreciate the language being used, so I will not be saying F-C- to anyone.
Yeah, ended on a dash there, strong.
F-C.
No.
No.
F-C-.
Oh, yes, of course.
Yeah. Classic. So could you
introduce yourself?
Please introduce yourself.
Oh, you want me to introduce myself? Well, you all might know me as famous celebrity Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Dwayne The Rock Johnson! I thought it was you, but I didn't want to call you Vin Diesel accidentally.
Well, that's incredibly offensive, all right? That's very racist, just because we're both
You're
both
what?
Both big, dark men.
Big Pacific Island men.
No, we are both very strong bald men.
And bald men was Rob the best picture last year.
It absolutely... Yes. No, that's Birdman.
No, that one best picture.
Yeah. Baldman. Well, who
Baldman.
Knows?
Baldman.
I heard some questions. Do you have questions for me, Dwayne The Rock Johnson?
We want to know, first of all, how's Ballers going? How is that going?
I was hoping it would be a more successful show.
I mean, who do you
show.
Have with you, by the way?
When are we getting G.I. Joe 2?
Who do you have? Please introduce yourself.
I have my son, my best friend, and my long-term lover here.
I'm Jack Lemmon. How are you doing?
Jack Lemmon!
Ladies and
Dwayne
gentlemen.
The Rock Johnson.
Wait, Jack Lemmon. Your son and long-time lover?
My son, my best friend, and my long-term lover.
Also, since you just walked into the studio, what do you think of our nude baby pictures of Joel Wasserman up on the ceiling?
Well,
that we've all been touching ourselves to.
How does a baby have such a large, well, I don't want to say it, but C-dash.
That's what the question that's been powering this radio show for 4 years.
P-N-S.
Peenies pizza?
I do love pizza. I would love if we ordered some pizza right now.
I would.
You're stumbling a lot. Don't stutter when you speak with The Rock.
We'll talk about the pizza.
Put you right in the dirt.
We'll talk about the pizza once we play a song that you like. I'd like to hear a little more from Jack Lemmon personally.
Jack Lemmon.
Okay, Jack.
Hello, everyone. My name is Jack Lemmon.
Jack, I got a question for you, Jack.
Hello.
Your dad, your lover.
Yes.
Tell us how it all began.
Well, I'll tell you.
And we got a caller.
We've gotten a lot, and I hung up on a lot of them.
Get him on.
Let's get the caller on before I delve a bit deep into this.
Caller, how's it going? I'm sorry if we hung up on you earlier.
Hi, not a problem. I want to speak to DJ Rowan and DJ Esteban.
Okay, someone likes to speak to DJ Rowan and DJ Esteban. You sure you don't want to speak to Jack Lemmon or Dwayne The Rock Johnson? They're
We're
in a goddamn studio.
No. I'm fucked up. Come on.
This is Lenny Kravitz.
Oh, it's Lenny Kravitz.
Lenny.
Well, we Lenny, so.
Lenny Kravitz,
well, that's why I'm calling, because I want to make sure that before you guys leave, you bring back We Lenny. Can you ensure that for me?
We are going to bring back We Lenny.
We might play some We Lenny.
I've heard false promises before.
Here's what I've heard. I've heard that We Lenny is going to perform live on the air tonight.
That is what I need to sleep tonight as Lenny Kravitz.
Caller, can you introduce yourself?
This is Lenny Kravitz. And I would like to request We Lenny live performance tonight on the last episode of the podcast ever.
This is Lenny Kravitz requesting We Lenny.
And calls this a podcast one more time, I will be so mad.
Strictly 80s Joel, the podcast by Lenny Kravitz. I'm out.
All right. Thank you, caller. Thank you, Lenny. We, in fact, Lenny. All right, so we have to... Is We Lenny going to come on the show later?
Yeah, We Lenny will come on. I'll talk to their booking agent. We'll figure it out. They will perform.
All right,
we've got a lot to figure out.
Yes.
All right, back to Jack Lemmon.
I'm Jack Lemmon. You want to know.
Jack Lemmon.
Yeah.
Again, how did it all start?
What started? Well, I'll tell you how it started.
Dad, okay. Lover, how does it all start?
First memory I have of my father.
All right, let me introduce myself first, by the way. Let me first introduce myself.
Okay, who are you? Who am I talking to?
Dorian Pastilli, medical school.
Okay, hello, Dorian. I'll tell you the first memory I have of Dwayne the Rock Johnson, Dorian. First memory I have.
No, well, I'm Dorian.
I know, I know who I'm talking to.
Oh, Dorian. Yes,
yeah, he was addressing that.
He was addressing that to Dorian.
So, anyway, Dorian. I'm touching the mic.
Jack Lemmon gets to touch
Jack
the mic
Lemmon.
if he wants.
To you.
We're touching all the
just
Michaels.
Just not when anyone else touches. This,
first memory,
that Michael, like that Michael wants to be touched.
First memory I have of my father, mother, Dwayne the Rock Johnson, is his love of the avant-garde rock band Keen.
Ah, yes. That is the rock I know.
And let me tell you something about Dwayne the Rock Johnson. He loves Keen.
I mean, there's a reason why they call him the Rock Johnson and not the hip-hop Johnson.
That's right.
Or the country Johnson.
He liked the Facebook page Team Rock in the rock versus rap battle of 2008.
So I tried and I tried and I tried. All I ever wanted was to know why Dwayne, my father, and his friend Joe loved Keen.
Joe Cocker, right?
And please tell us, what is the reason why?
I want to know. I've done perilous projects, research.
Perilous.
I've traveled the seven seas.
Seven.
He's been to the Mariana Trench.
Name all seven seas.
Name the seven seas.
No, the first sea is
one of them being the X-Files.
The Dothraki Sea.
That's one. Number two.
That's one.
The Sea Dash.
Those are two and three.
All five of the rest you all know, I'm sure.
Yeah, of course.
Wait, which one is the X-Files?
That's a good question.
Yep.
We agree.
I'll have to talk to my parents.
All right, so how did this start? We've got another caller. John Lemon, do you mind if we...
Jack Lemon, please. My name is Jack Lemon.
Sorry. Caller, you're live on the air on Strictly 80s Joel. Welcome to hell.
Hi, is Chris Piper there?
DJ Esteban is here, if that's who you're looking for.
DJ Esteban. Can I hear your voice, DJ Esteban?
Hello.
It's like a cloud cult cover.
Dear God.
You calling?
DJ Esteban, what are your thoughts on Natty?
What aren't my thoughts on Natty? What are your thoughts on Natty?
My thoughts are it goes great with Captain Crunch and Carmichael.
I'd just like to thank the Lordy for this beautiful, bountiful, natural harvest. Every day I thank the Lordy.
Thanks, Lordy.
I'm going to thank the Lordy and let the Lordy go.
All right. The Lordy moves in mysterious ways.
Best and party on Friday night.
We got another caller.
Get him on air.
Yeah.
Please be Jen Sherman.
Jen Sherman,
please
welcome
Jen
on air.
Jen Sherman.
Caller, you get, call, sorry?
Do you guys get the feeling that with the way things are going that you're all going to die tonight?
And Jen Sherman.
I will whoop my Jen own Sherman. Ass if I have to.
Ah, Corinthians. Big fan. Yes. Is that all you needed?
Yeah, that's really all I wanted to say. All right. Think about it.
All right, thanks.
We're all going to die
Jen.
On this boat.
Thanks.
Wait. Before we hang up, hello, are you still there?
Yeah, is this Dwayne the Rock Johnson?
Yeah, this is... this actually isn't Dwayne the Rock Johnson.
Did he leave?
No, he's taking a quick bathroom break.
He's in the corner disciplining his son slash lover.
Yeah, this is Dorian Medical School.
What's up?
Yeah, I have a quick question for you, Dr. MLK. Dr. Yeah. King, I would like
Dr.
to know...
Milk?
No, Dr. Martin Luther King. I would like to say, Dr. King, of all of your experiences, which is your favorite type of fast food and why?
Oh, okay. So I don't want to come off as a snob, but...
That's okay, Dr. King. You did a lot of good for a lot of people.
Look,
so
here like, on the West like... Coast, we have this thing called In-N-Out Burger, and they have, get this, a secret menu.
Animal fries!
No. Guys, you can't talk about that on air. It's a secret.
It's animal fries. Someone else is on the line, and I don't know who they is.
Who it is?
Okay, well...
All right, Jen Sherman, introduce yourself to Dr.
New
King.
New phone, who dis?
New caller.
Hey, this is Joe from Medford.
Oh, hi, Joe from Medford. How you doing?
Listen up, man. I love Pronzi's Pizza. Pronzi's Pizza, I get all my calzone needs there. Pronzi's Pizza, what are you going to do about it?
It's a good place. I usually just get their two-slice deal for $6.95. It's two slices of pizza. They're quite big, and you get a drink.
Sometimes I get their two-slice deal plus a sick Lenny Kravitz cover.
A sick Lenny Kravitz cover? By whom?
By Lenny Kravitz, my man. Are you even listening?
Sure. I'm sorry.
Of all the artists we know, he could cover his own music.
My God. And here I was. Thought we were on a local community station.
You are.
By the way, Jack Lemmon just left the studio.
Dude, Dwayne, do you have something? Dwayne, can you talk to these callers? I'm done.
My joints are so...
Hello? Dwayne The Rock Johnson here.
Oh, what's up, man?
Dwayne. Now, who in the D-C- am I talking to?
Do you eat tilapia?
I gotta say, let me... No, just shut it. Just shut your stupid mouth for a second and let me say something. There have been a lot of different variations of DJ Joe's radio show. There's been strictly 80s Joe. There's been strictly 90s Girl. There's been strictly 80s Lee Daniels presents some bullshit. And there have been a lot of callers.
Now a major motion picture star, Cal Penn.
Yes, true.
By the way, this is Georgie.
Yeah, and there have been a lot of callers on a lot of these shows, but you two are far and away...
The best band of the 80s, 90s, and today.
Very much.
Beat me to it.
Thank you. That will be all.
All right. Should I hang up on these guys?
Dude, I say so.
Yeah, I think I've said enough.
I don't know who these two are.
All right. Bye, guys.
I'm going to call my mother. She's going to call Michael Bloomberg.
Oh, he's from Medford.
He's a Medford boy.
Yes, he is.
I'm from Medford, but my mother's from... She lives in Brooklyn.
Brookline.
Brookline, yes.
The no. Manhattan of Boston.
Yes. That's not the Cleveland Brooklyn of Boston. Circle. The Manhattan of
Boston. The Hobbit of Middle Connecticut.
The Hobbit?
The Hobbit.
The Hobbit. We actually might... Let's take a brief break right here and play a song. Just to...
I swear to God, if you play this song, I'm going to go rip a couple Bud Lights... And pray to my pagan Bud Light Sox god.
I honestly can't decide. I can't decide if this is someone doing a bit or if this is a real local person here.
I'm just so convincing.
That's how good this character is.
That being said, I'd like to admire DJ Doje for his ability to share a mic. Let's all take a look at this Michael right now. Let's take a look at this Michael flying across the room. Esteban's no pro either, but I've got a tune for y'all. All right, thanks guys
Shout
for calling.
GoPro.
All right. You know, I don't have a tune. I just wanted to hang up on those guys.
Let's just play this tune.
All right. Sounds good.
We got another caller.
We got another caller. We'll give him a chance. Hey, kill me.
Hello, caller.
Caller, you're on the
hello,
air.
We got another caller. We'll give him a chance.
We have...
Well, hello. I'm just so glad to be on this podcast.
Whoever's calling...
I'm so glad to be on this podcast.
We Lenny. We Lenny.
All right.
This is turning to some serious poltergeist shit.
One
what the hell
at
is going
a time.
On?
All
right. Who's
DJ Esteban laying those smooth Lenny Kravitz acoustic acapella?
It'll happen at 1 a.m. when this turns into Lenny Kravitz Fun Time Grohl.
Lenny Kravitz Fun Time Grohl? It sounds very exciting.
Is that? It can't be. Caller. Caller, introduce thyself.
It's rapper DJ Lady Frights on the line.
It's
name
rapper
is Norma.
DJ Lady Frights is on the line.
I've been for the last episode of the podcast.
Oh my God! It's not a podcast. John Lemon.
Jack Lemon.
Tell this DJ Lady Freights is calling in right now, trying to tell me this is a podcast.
Freights, this is not a fucking podcast.
This is not a fucking podcast.
What was your podcast?
It's not a podcast. We're on the radio.
Dude, he sounds like Future right now.
Yeah, he sounds like Future.
He sounds like Future.
I have a song request.
This podcast. All right, shh.
Sensational.
Hey, we're going to do this like adults. Who? Which one of you just said you had a song request?
Dan Normile.
Sorry?
Wow, whoa.
What did you...
Dan
Hormone.
Don't talk to me or my son ever again.
You run the mile? That's like my last name.
The beer mile?
Normile. Beer mile. That's a party represent.
Okay, what's your request, you scary person?
My request is that you play the sick beat that starts with D-Nuts. Jeremy, do you want to talk?
All right,
what
there
is
you have
wrong
it.
With you?
I turned. Oh, did I turn the right one on? Is D's Nuts still here?
Hey, yo, what's up?
Get him out of here.
Oh, crap. I meant to hang up on this one. I hung up on DJ Lady Phrase.
Get him out of here.
Bummer.
No, right. Who is this? DJ Lady Phrase passed off the phone.
Who? To whom?
To DJ Deezy.
It's DJ Deezy!
Oh! Upside Down MTV.
One of my dearest friends.
I called in to talk about something very important.
Oh, okay. Do you need some backing music? Are you trying to make a PSA?
A
PSA? It is kind of a PSA.
All right, here. Well, the music's going to kick
hear
in.
The wicked
wait,
PSA.
Hold up, DJ Deezy. You've called. Let's just let the listeners know who you are. This is my good friend, Derek Deezy.
Hi, Andy.
And
here's some backing music.
And he... Yes.
He peed
has
on the
never
acorn.
Called into this show before, except maybe once. And he peed on the jumbo and the elephant. So DJ, tell us what's close to your heart.
So this is a piece of investigative journalism that I did today. It's pretty important. Basically, there's this app called Snapchat. Have you heard this? Have you seen this?
Yeah.
It's kind of popular. Anyway, I saw on it a group of, college females, group of like 6 out of 10 college females.
Now, is that there's six of them there, like six females, or they are 6 out of 10?
No, well, there's probably usually 10, but there's only 6 of them there. That's
okay, so 6 of the usual 10. All right.
Yeah, 6 out of 10 females. And basically, I saw them break into a known classroom building on campus and ingest alcohol. And I don't know what to do about it.
That you should call
the
police.
I was thinking about it. You know, I'll tell you, it was in Halligan.
It was in Halligan?
Halligan, and as part of Halligan fam, I'm pretty disappointed.
You're part of the Halligan fam, and they broke into Halligan to drink alcohol.
They broke into my home to drink alcohol.
That's your family home.
You know this group of 6 out of 10 females, Joey.
Yeah, the 6 out of 10 females broke into your Halligan home and drank alcohol. Call the cops.
They desecrated it.
Call the cops.
I'm literally about to.
All right, do it. I don't know why you called us first, to be honest.
Because it's investigative journalism. I can't go to the police.
That's true. I'll go to the police for you, all right? We'll call some cops in here later. Take care of it.
Okay, good.
No more dead cops.
All right, DJ DZ, hold on for a second. We have another caller on the line who hopefully is not going to ask for Wee Lenny to perform.
Hello?
Hello, caller. Who is this?
My name is... What?
Your
name is... What? My name is... Chicken.
Get him out of here.
All right, you're out of here. All right, Dang Nug Deezy, it's just you again.
Well, I said my piece. I think I'll hand it off to the to the real radio people.
All right, good, because we've got...
tuned into here.
We'll let you know when they get here.
Because we have another person calling in. I already hung up on you, but bye. Caller, what...
I'd like to give a shout out if possible.
Nope, don't let him.
Sure, let's hear it.
Okay, I'd like to give a
shout
out
to these nuts.
To the Ren 210, Ryan Durrigan, Aaron Forrest, Peter Andrew, Ben DeBoots, Sanjay Fanjay Batia.
He goes by DJ Tropicana Poppy, but yeah.
DJ Tropicana Poppy.
He does.
Bruce Basque. Robert the Bitchner Hitchner.
I don't think I... Have I met... Oh, yes, I do know that.
Lordy. And last but not least, these nuts.
Yeah!
Wow. Yeah. Like four
all right.
people.
I'm never picking up the phone again.
Good.
For the record. Where is Dwayne The Rock Johnson?
I don't know. I think he and Dr. Dorian, Medical Dorian.
John Lemon.
That's Haddonfield Pastilli.
Jack Lemon.
Pastilli,
do you have...
any clue where your father slash lover went?
I have no idea where my father is, and I have to tell you something.
Yes.
It's not an easy thing for a son to go through.
Is this the first time something like this has happened?
This is a lot of years of this sort of behavior.
Can I ask you about your mother?
Who is my mother?
Your mother is here right now.
Something about buying a pizza, because your mother is here right now.
Oh, shit. You are. All right, for those of you...
This girl on a microphone.
For those of you who aren't following along...
This girl on a microphone. Get her on the lead it's mic.
Jack Lemmon's mother just came in.
It's Jack Lemmon's mother.
Mother Teresa.
It's Jack Lemmon's mother. Everyone, it's Jack Lemmon's mother.
Jack Lemmon's mother.
It's Jack Lemmon's mother.
Strictly is Joel pushing girls around since day one.
Yeah.
We all know it's Jack Lemmon's mother.
Ending with a radio show tradition.
Hello, Jack Lemmon's mother.
Yo, do you want to borrow any shorts?
Hello, everybody.
Yo, T-minus 8 minutes until We Letty performs.
We have a new DJ in Jack the studio tonight.
I want to get
away. She'd like to say just a few words to you right now.
There they were.
Have it.
Jack.
Some good words.
The only words that any female says on the last Strictly 80s Joel show. I really don't want to do this right now.
It sums everything up pretty well.
Jack Lemmon.
Yeah, it's right on the nose.
And that was not... Don't misinterpret that, please.
No, please don't.
Please do not. Jack Lemmon would not be happy.
Hello, Jack Lemmon. I'm Jack Lemmon.
This is Jack Lemmon.
Jack Lemmon, how do you feel about your mother? We already heard a little bit of your thoughts about your father.
My mother and I have a complicated relationship.
Please, do tell.
Yeah, tell the world.
And grab me a slice of pizza, if you will.
I shall.
I'm doing it right now.
All
right.
Chill.
Her name was Beatrice.
Her name was Beatrice, so she's dead.
Her name was Beatrice. We grew up in a small farm in Belgium.
A small farm in Belgium.
I thought everything was peaches and
you didn't think everything was lemons.
I thought everything was peaches and wild horses and...
Joe, we've got a caller.
Sweet grass.
All right.
He's telling us about his mother, Beatrice, who's dead.
My mother, Beatrice.
And the peaches. Oh, all right, we need this caller.
And you
caller,
never...
how's it going?
Hello, caller.
Hello, is this WFMO?
If somebody doesn't...
It's WFMO right here. Yeah.
Can somebody take these headphones off my head before I vomit?
Hi, WFMO. Is this WFMO? It's me calling.
Is me Goose?
Maybe.
Can you talk to us a little bit about the debt clock?
Oh, you talking about a clock? You talking about countdown?
I'm talking about the debt clock countdown.
Damn.
More like 10, 9, 8... It's over.
So you just counted down for us to explain what a debt count...
I came on for one reason and one reason only.
Okay.
Is there a DJ Joe on the show?
Yeah. Right? There's three of them, actually. There's three of us.
All right. Perfect.
We are one. We are many.
And I would like to issue a 3-on-1 WFMO... versus the world Civ 5 challenge.
A Civ 5 before, challenge?
Before Civ 6 is out. Civ 5. The second game to end all games.
I'm ready. When we doing this?
I'm hearing about this toxic hexagon.
Whenever DJ Joe, all three of him, have time.
All right, DJ.
It's been 4 years.
Can I commune with the three DJ Joes here? DJ Joe
that.
1, when do you have time in these past 4 years to play Civ 5?
I'm calling Cookie 2.
All right, we got another caller on the line. None of the DJ Joes are answering. What's up, caller?
Another caller on the line. I'm
trying to deserve the best.
Do you have Lemon Pledge?
Huh?
Lemon Pledge?
Is this Francois?
Yeah, I clean now.
You clean? Okay, this...
Get
all
rid
right,
of
him. All right, you're on. Oh, God damn it! I'm sick of these D's nuts calls.
These G's nuts.
D's.
All right, well, I hung up on Danknug Deezy and DJ Goose, but I think we might need a song for a second.
Are we safe now? Do we make it?
I'm sick and tired of these damn phone calls, personally.
All right.
So, what's a song we need to play tonight?
Wee Lenny's gonna perform right now.
American. No, 6 minutes.
American Woman.
No, 4 minutes.
Do you know how to count, brother?
Yeah, that clock is off, dude.
Okay, 4 minutes. I'll play a 4 minute song.
It's
what are we playing?
12:54.
How long are we on? So
no, it isn't.
I'm going to play a strictly 80s Joel classic.
Like, my computer's off then.
Yeah, your computer is just bad, dude. Well, we need a little break while we eat this pizza. Please.
It's coming. It's coming.
So
we didn't start the fire.
Just stick through to this song.
Oh, that's coming
for
too.
Sure.
Too and then play that song. You.
I've got one lined up.
Too big.
Real
for you.
Quick.
All right. I know what this is gonna be. This is gonna hurt my ears.
I'm actually not sure if it will. But
right. is this about what's new?
No. Right, I was gonna play that for cock. So we're gonna play a song, and when this song is over, if you stick through it, Wee Lenny's gonna perform for the first time in 4 years.
Yes.
So stay tuned, listeners.
Hats need a beat like a wake, needs a sleep like a pen, needs a page to the right. You need a mistake. Needs a time, likewise needs black. If you leave, I hope you need to come back. Oh, I swear I know I believe it. Oh, I can't stop hearing out the singing. Oh, my soul has never had this feeling. It feels like gold. You got so much love in you. You got so much love in you. I'm amazed that I'm talking to you. You look like the songs that I've heard my whole life coming true. Strike all the bells, hit them hard, make them all yell. Celebrate, infatuate, lock us up, yeah, incarcerate. Oh, oh, I swear I know I believe it. Oh, I can't stop hearing all the singing. Oh, my soul has never had this feeling. It feels like so, so, so much love in you. You got so much love in you. I'm amazed that I'm talking to you. You look like the songs that I've heard my whole life coming true. You got so much love in you.
But where's your heart?
but where's your 9-0? There's nothing.